Candidates for Alaska's seats in the U.S. House of Representatives and Senate squared off at a forum in Fairbanks Tuesday. On the Senate side, Republican Dan Sullivan relentlessly tried to tie incumbent Democrat Mark Begich to President Obama and Majority Leader Harry Reid.
Under the Obama administration, where you've supported those policies 97% of the time, most of that has been about consolidating power in Washington, consolidating power with regard to D.C. bureaucrats, whether that's Obamacare, whether that's Dodd-Frank. And I think that Alaskans have a very different approach.
Sullivan also reminded Begich that Alaska Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski took issue with a Begich political advertisement suggesting she supported the Democrats. Begich responded saying he and Murkowski mostly vote the same way.
You know, when you have an 80% voting record together this last year on every single item, I'm for that. That's what we need more of in Washington, D.C. than the partisan bickering that goes on, especially in this campaign, by my opponent, who all he talks about is Reid and Obama. This is about Alaska and what's important for Alaska.
Candidates vying for the House seat talked about the problem of gridlock in Washington. Democrat Forrest Dunbar pointed to term limits as part of the solution, citing the connection between Washington, D.C. K Street lobbying firms and Congress.
Right now, there's a huge incentive for those staffers to go to K Street firms for $1 million salaries and then funnel money back to their former bosses on various committees. We need to reform D.C., reform the system in D.C., and that will help change the partisan nature of our capital.
Incumbent Congressman Don Young, the longest-serving Republican in the House, blamed the ineffectiveness of Congress on a structural shift.
When I was chairman of both of my committees, the partisanship did not exist. We worked together. And then Nancy Pelosi created the what we call brain trust in the Speaker's office. The Speaker runs the Congress, regardless of Democrat and Republican, and the chairman have no real authority anymore. I want to get the chairmanship back to have the authority to run the Congress.
Libertarian House candidate Jim McDermott maintained a third-party representative is the best way to break up the zero-sum game being played in Washington.
The elite side of the Democrats and the Republicans are in a room with a can of paint and a brush. They start at the door. There's only one exit, and they paint themselves into a corner. So they don't have any room to maneuver. They have to go one way or the other, or I guess they get thrown out and annexed out of the party. Where in the Libertarian Party, we obviously are going to start painting towards the door, which means we're going to give ourselves options.
The House and Senate candidates also responded to questions on numerous other topics during the forum sponsored by the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce, ranging from resource development to health care and the federal deficit.